This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian civilians continue to seek safe shelter, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The humanitarian crisis in Ukraine is growing more serious by the day.
More than 2 million Ukrainians have now crossed international borders out of Ukraine.
United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
It is critical that civilians, whether they choose to stay or to choose to leave, are protected.
Several thousand people did manage to leave the northeastern Ukrainian city of Sumy on buses Tuesday, passing through one of the humanitarian corridors Russia and Ukraine agreed to Monday. But Ukrainian officials say overnight shelling killed 21 people in the city.
That's AP's Mike Gracia. The Pentagon says Poland's offer to give its MiG-29 fighter jets to the U.S., so that they can be passed to Ukraine, raises serious concerns for the NATO alliance. AP correspondent Norman Hall provides those details.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the prospect of Polish jets departing from a U.S. NATO base in Germany to fly to airspace contested with Russia in the Ukraine war is concerning and not tenable. Kirby said in a statement the U.S. will continue to talk to Poland about the matter. Poland had said it would give all of its Soviet-era MiG-29 fighters for use in Ukraine. In exchange, Poland was seeking used U.S. aircraft for its defense. The Polish government has also appealed to other owners of MiG-29 jets to give them to Ukraine. Bulgaria and Slovakia also still have Soviet-made fighter jets in their air forces. Norman Hall.
And U.S. President Joe Biden announced that the U.S. will ban all Russian oil imports, toughening the toll on Russia's economy in retaliation for its invasion of Ukraine. But he also acknowledged it will bring a cost to Americans. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the U.S. House has voted, or is expected to vote soon, on an aid package for Ukraine as part of a wider spending bill.
Congressional leaders say it's a bipartisan deal to provide $13.6 billion to help Ukraine fend off the invasion by Russia and assist European allies coping with the continent's worst refugee crisis since World War II. The aid is part of a $1.5 trillion federal spending measure. Lawmakers were so committed to helping Ukraine, they've dedicated several billion more than what the White House requested. Both chambers of Congress are expected to pass the overall spending bill by week's end.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up his last leg of a short tour of three Baltic states aimed at reassuring the former Soviet republics that NATO will guarantee their security as Russia's war with Ukraine rolls on unabated. Blinken met with senior Estonian officials a day after hearing appeals from both Lithuania and Latvia for more support and greater U.S. and NATO troop presence to deter a feared Russian intervention. Estonia's prime minister urged Blinken to support creating a permanent and meaningful NATO deployment in the Baltics. She called Russia a very aggressive neighbor that we have suffered under and one that needed to be punished for its actions in Ukraine, according to her. An expert group convened by the World Health Organization said Tuesday that it strongly supports urgent and broad access to booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine amid the global spread of Omicron, capping a reversal of the UN agency's repeated insistence last year that boosters were not necessary for healthy people and contributed to vaccine inequity. In a statement, the WHO said its expert group concluded that immunization with authorized COVID-19 vaccines provide high levels of protection against severe disease and death amid the continuing spread of the hugely contagious Omicron variant. WHO eased back on its earlier position in January by saying boosters were recommended once countries had adequate supplies and after protecting their most vulnerable. South Koreans were voting for a new president Wednesday with an outspoken liberal ruling party candidate and a conservative former prosecutor considered the favorites in a tight race that has aggravated domestic divisions. The pre-election survey showed liberal Lee Jae-myung, a former governor of South Korea's most populous province and his main conservative challenger, ex-prosecutor general Yoon Suk-yeol, with neck-and-neck support way ahead of 10 other contenders. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, the VOA News.